Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. Most families have that one person in their family or in, you know, their friend group who spends holidays with them who are just difficult to be around and stressful. So how do you navigate through that? That's hard. I mean, it's the time of the year where you're kind of obligated to be with people. Yeah. But it also can be dreadful to some people to be around certain members of their family. And I'm speaking in general for everyone. I'm not saying this for me, Yvette, myself. I'm just saying, I know that this is something that's really real for a lot of people. So how do we handle that?
All of your extended family is listening to this going, Is she talking about us? Who does she have in mind right now?
So everyone be nice to me this year. Bring me presents and I'll forgive you. Just kidding.
There are activities that produce stress. There are financial issues that produce stress. But I think relational stress is often it may be the biggest stressor we face. Yeah. And I will tell you the strategy that we have to consciously employ, knowing that we're going to be with people, whether it's friends or family members, we're going to be with people who are going to test our patience. And Marianne and I will head into some of these times, and we will say to one another, all right, let's ask God to make sure that what comes out of us is the fruit of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. That this engagement, that this encounter is really a missionary opportunity that we have to put the goodness of God on display. And so how can we make sure that love and joy and peace and patience and goodness and kindness, the whole list, self-control, how do we make sure that this characterizes us during this season? And it really has to be having a mindset. Paul talks about this in Philippians 2 when he says, have this mind in you that was in Jesus. Consider the needs of others as more important than your own. Mm-hmm. So when you're going to be with family members or with friends, you have to go into that with a mindset that says their needs in this moment, that what they're going through, what's going on in their life, this is more important than what I'm going through. And my job here is to represent Jesus here. Yeah. And if you know that they know how to push your buttons, go in with an attitude that says, to please the Lord, I'm not going to let my buttons get pushed. I'm going to love them when they try to provoke me. You know, love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. That's what 1 Corinthians 13 says.
Yeah.
And so I think we have to have a purposeful, intentional, conscious mindset that I want to walk in the Spirit. I want the fruit of the Spirit to be in front forward in how I'm living. And that's my assignment when I'm going to be in stressful relationship situations during Christmas.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.